Aloha, everybody, and welcome to The Experience. I'm your host, Jeremy Vaney, and this week's show is a solo episode, which I was planning on doing, but I wasn't planning on doing this solo episode. I was actually planning on doing an amalgamation of questions and comments from subscribers that sort of, in the answering them or in addressing them, tell a story of a broader question, which is what perhaps are we pulling through myth? And so that solo episode I will do next week. This solo episode that I wasn't expecting to do is to answer questions from the last episode, which was Out with the Old Thinking. I realized there's enough material here that I could just go down the list of people who've commented and address each and every one. Which I like doing. I don't know if you guys like listening to it, and I don't know if people who write comments want to hear their comments read out loud or even addressed. So I'm going to do it this week and next week. Don't screw it up for me for next week. But if after that, any time in the future, you are uncomfortable and don't want to hear any of your voice voiced, please let me know in the comments, or if that's too public for you, you can write to me, jeremy@unknowncountry.com, and I will not read your comments anymore. And the reason I'm willing to do that is because I don't want you to feel uncomfortable, and I know it's not always comfortable, not just to hear your own words spoken from someone else, you know, in a public forum, but also because you might not like what comes out of my mouth about them. You may not appreciate my commentary on them or my questions or what have you. And of course, you can always stop this train from running by being a guest on the show or recommending a potential guest. Feel free to do that by also writing jeremy@unknowncountry.com. Come be a guest on the show. Stop the lunacy that is solo episodes. Only you have the power to do that. All right. After these messages for non-subscribers, we will be commenting on the previous episode from Friday, April 20th, 2018, titled Out with the Old Thinking. For subscribers, let's get into it right now.
The Afterlife Revolution is getting great reviews. There's a tremendous, lovely response to it, and I'm so pleased and humbled because it's an effort on the part of myself and Anne. And I love Anne so much. I want her to succeed in this incredible task that she has undertaken of returning and communicating across the bridge between the worlds, and she's really doing it. This is a real thing that's happening. Listen to some of these reviews. Anne and Whitley Strieber lay out their life's work in the most exquisitely beautiful manner. This moving book comes from the heart, the unified heart of two people who have dedicated their lives in this realm and the next to revealing the nature of consciousness as it makes its sojourn in this human form. That's just one. Here's another. I love this book. It's a wonderful read, especially if you lost somebody very close to you. Just incredible. Here's another one. The book shows you how to grow your soul, for lack of a better term. Through Anne's insight, Whitley shares invaluable information that could only be from the other side. So take it seriously. Go to Amazon and get Afterlife Revolution. Go on to Amazon and get the Afterlife Revolution in paperback or in Kindle format. And if you have questions or thoughts, write me at whitley@strieber.com. I'm right here. I'm ready to answer anything you ask to help you in any way I can, always.
Visit unknowncountry.com every day to get the latest news from the edge and open your mind to the high strangeness of the out there section of the website. You can follow us on Twitter simply by following Whitley Strieber, and all the latest material will be pushed to your Twitter feed. Plus, you could subscribe to our free weekly newsletter and get the latest delivered right to your inbox. UnknownCountry.com is the biggest and most popular website of its kind in the world because it has so much to offer. Open your mind. Dare the edge. Subscribers to UnknownCountry.com get so much more. A new special interview every week. Commercial-free dreamland. Above all, access to our vast archive that includes many of Whitley Strieber's most famous books in audio form. Communion, Transformation, Majestic, Superstorm, and there's even more. The Dreamland Archive goes back 10 years. It's a treasure trove of unusual information, literally unparalleled in the world, and can offer you hours and hours of truly mind-opening listening pleasure. Go to unknowncountry.com and click on the subscribe tab today. Join us. We need you, and you need us.
Alrighty, the description for the show, Out With the Old Thinking, is, it's time to do some spring cleaning, and that includes how we think about ourselves, time, aliens, interdimensional beings, and the notion of futuristic advancement in the age of our dying. This is a punchy solo episode. Get ready. You know, here's a little behind the scenes for you. I write my own copy on the descriptions and the titles, and sometimes Whitley changes it. And he didn't change the copy on this, but when my wife Carol read it, she was like, "This is a punchy solo episode. Who wrote that?" Wah, wah, wah. It was me. I wrote punchy. What do you want? Okay, so Steve 44 writes, "Years ago, I walked into a health food store in rural Pennsylvania. The place looked straight out of the 1800s. Wood floors, wood counters, natural light. I said, 'Wow, I feel like I stepped 500 years into the future.' The owner said, 'The future or the past?' I said, 'No, the future. You think that crap is going to last forever?'" I really like that. Last forever? We can't even get this stuff to last a couple of years. God, we are such a throwaway culture. You know, we're shopping for ceiling fans because we are restructuring a workshop on our property. And all the newfangled ceiling fans that are inexpensive, don't know if you know this or not, but they don't have replaceable light bulbs. They have LED light fixtures. And once the LED light burns out, oh well, some of them come with a cap that you just put over it like a coffin, right? So you pretend it never existed. That strikes me as odd. And I guess, you know, these LED lights are supposed to last up to, you know, between 5 and 10 years. Well, how long does the ceiling fan last? So if you want to replace it, you've got to somehow order the part from the company, hope it wasn't discontinued, and you can't just go buy a light bulb and screw it in. That, to me, is crazy. I mean, especially now. Like, we used to be a throwaway culture, and we were completely ignorant of the ramifications. Now, after decades of recycling, at least, right, you would think we would be less, well, but I guess not, because we still have giant gas-guzzling SUVs that damage the road that you then have to put more tar down and all of that. So there seems to be no end in sight for our throwaway culture, which is a shame because right off the coast of Hilo here on the Big Island, a mere, I don't know, is it 50 miles away? It's not that far away, is a giant mass in the middle of the ocean, in the middle of the Pacific, of plastic that I think is, what, the size of Texas or three times the size of Texas, something. It's also thicker than researchers had originally imagined. And there's all sorts of microplastics in there that are just, you know, deadly to anything that wants to live. And I guess we should at least be grateful that life finds a way, right? So eventually these fish and these plankton and whatever else, they'll just mutate Once they're done dying off, they'll mutate right into the three-eyed fish from The Simpsons. So we have that to look forward to. Okay. Before we go on, I guess I should apologize if you hear shuffling and it's sort of echoey in here. That's just me shuffling in the chair. This new microphone seems to pick everything up, and it is so still outside that it's echoing in here. And I can't go into like one of the smaller rooms to do this because cats are sleeping, and I'll wake them up, and then it'll be a debacle. So let's just pretend we're at a 1980s arena concert together, and this is my mic echo to make me sound fuller voiced. Cosmic Librarian writes, "The age of our dying." Okay, she probably didn't say it that way. Well, maybe she did. I don't know. The age of our dying? Reality as we know it, kind of, is shifting, and something new is coming. I'm not saying a new agey kumbaya kind of thing, but perhaps a maturing of humanity, or what's left of it, into a rebirth or starting over, perhaps leading to revisiting the great integrity, the Tao, that Lao Tzu spoke of. And if we stay in the physical, we'll still be working in linear time, but perhaps with a different perspective of what that means. Maybe we have it all wrong when we look at linear time as some kind of trap that we need to escape from. If there are quote-unquote aliens, they envy us this lovely home called Earth. And Earth will go on, with or without us. I find that comforting, although it is not my preference. On a personal level, I confess to moments of panic when taking in the news of the day. Yikes! But at the end of the day, I truly no longer feel trapped. I am here because I choose to be here. And I truly sense that more and more. I don't even see the quote-unquote matrix or program as something I have no control over, but as something I am part of as a co-creator, along with all of you on this island in the universe called Earth, Earth, Earth. That was the echo effect again. And then she puts a little smiley face, which is nice. And then there's a YouTube video link. Okay, let's talk about what I mean by the age of our dying. It doesn't have to be that literal, although I suspect that it is. I suspect that there is going to be something akin to a new ice age that we are on the cusp of, that this weather reformat going on is not exactly restructuring to our benefit. And how can it? Because it is, in fact, a repercussion of our behavior. And that's whether you make the argument that this happens every few thousand years or not, because we certainly are speeding it along, all the evidence, yada, yada, yada. I don't think you need me to spell all that out for you. But the age of our dying, which goes hand in hand with that, but also stands on its own, is the end of Western mind. The end of the system, the collapse of this, we call it the system. But really, the system can't collapse if the mind is still at play. The mind that gave us the system, that has put us here, that is us. That has to go away. And that's the work that I do at ourundoing.com. Basically repeating this message over and over on a loop until hopefully there's some sort of breakthrough to the reader slash listener. Slash viewer, because it's a multimedia site, get it? But whether we get it or not as individuals, we have to get it. There is no choice. And this is the thing that I think is grating on people's nerves quite a bit in life, is that we're told that, you know, everything is your choice. Everything is, you know, will is big here in this species, right? We love our sense of freedom and will and choice and but the truth is, or I should say in truth, there's only one free will choice any of us can ever make, and that is away from wholeness. And within that bubble that we now live, away from wholeness, away from our true nature, come all the other choices. And all of these choices are unhealthy. So the best you can do on your best day is be the least unhealthy, but never quite healthy. And that is something psychologists will tell you, right? The best you can do is be slightly neurotic. But everyone's got neuroses. And we just take this as a granted, you know, that that's human nature. But that's how this mind has come and said is nature, is human nature. It's not an actual, you know, universal fact. And we don't need to live that way. But we do live that way. I mean, this isn't to create a utopian vision and then say, well, you can choose a way, choose back to wholeness. Well, you can't. Because you are that mind. And so that mind has to cease to be for wholeness to be the case. The unhealthy has to go away for health to be the case. The unhealthy can't choose health, because what it is doing in choosing, in that sense of free will, is taking health and bringing it into its own cancerous self. And while it is, of course, better in a cancerous world to live as healthy as possible and to be as good a person as possible, which we will revisit in a few comments, I think, from now, that's not it. That is not what we are in our finest sense of clarity.
We'll be back after this.
Ever wonder what the close encounter experience is all about? Think you know what it's about? When you open Whitley and Ann Strieber's Immortal Communion Letters, you're going to experience a whole new vision. Not something being told to us by researchers and theorists, but the actual testimony of people who came face to face with this unknown. Unforgettable. And the book is only $3.99 at Strieber.com.
This is Whitley Strieber. You love the experience just as much as I do, and you listen to it just as much, I'll bet, as I do. And did you know that you can get the whole run of the experience if you're a subscriber to UnknownCountry.com? That's right. From the first show on, you can download and keep them for yourself, for your own private use. This is copyrighted material, of course. And there's lots and lots more as well. This website is well worth your time and your money. There's nothing like unknowncountry.com in the world. So go to unknowncountry.com right now and subscribe today. Listen to the whole show and download all of this wonderful Jeremy material. It is very special stuff.
Whitley Strieber, one of the great authors of our time. War Day changed the way we think about nuclear war. Communion led millions to realize that they had encountered the visitors. Superstorm gave a word to the world that has become the byword of our time. The Key is among the most prophetic books ever written. And where can you get inside the mind that created all this? On unknowncountry.com. where Whitley's life stories, his powerful meditations, his books, Communion, Transformation, The Secret School, and others are available in audio format, and so much more exclusive Whitley Strieber material. Join Whitley on the path to tomorrow. How? Subscribe to unknowncountry.com today.
Aloha, Jeremy Vaney here, and I want to tell you about my latest undertaking, OurUndoing.com. OurUndoing.com is a multimedia website where if you watch, if you read, if you listen, without trying to absorb knowledge like we do with normal learning, and without the normal judgmental filters that we use to compare and contrast so-called spiritual knowledge, if we watch, if we read, if we listen without all of that, we may just wake up to our full human nature. That is what this website is for. It's not about what we're doing, it's about who we are, truly are, when we're off the pendulum of duality. If your life is about seeking truth above all else, look no further. Join me at OurUndoing.com.
Welcome back.
The age of our dying must entail the end of this mindset. And it's funny because, you know, in some sense, Cosmic Librarian gets this, and we all get this, right? Like anyone who believes in, like, transcending to a higher density, or, you know, all that stuff, whatever it is that you believe about that, what you're actually saying is this mindset must go. The mistake that's being made there, and I'm not saying she's making it here, but I'm saying in general, the mistake that's made with that sort of thinking is that you are the one to step into that fourth dimensional reality, that fourth density or whatever. And I hear Teokas and Ghost Horse laughing at me right now in my mind because I just had a conversation with him where he was telling me the Lakota understand that there are over 200 dimensions. and we're thrilled just to be able to say, oh, there's a fourth. But nevertheless, this idea that we can transcend and take our sense of self with us in that transcendence, that we can be in control of it, that our mind is at the forefront, is the thing moving forward into the next. That is a fantasy. And it's not just a New Age fantasy. I mean, that's transhumanism, right? That is, we could take our sense of self and inject it into technology or somehow merge it with technology and go on as a greater thing, immortal, you know, some sort of immortal god that transhumanists laugh at you for believing in. And yet they're trying to create themselves as this immortal god. I mean, all of this is just noise. All of this is just fear of death, fear of that loss of self. And the fear comes from not knowing what comes next. And so we often believe and act like anything anyone believes about it is equally true because we can't know. And that is a defense mechanism to never actually be with the unknown and not confront. I'm not using specific language that we often use. So just note that. Be with. Why can't we be with the unknown and just sit with it? Just sit with our fear and really examine what that is. Part of that fear is the realization that in order for Western mind to go, because Western mind is us, that is us. If we just break the system, if just the system goes, but not the mind, well, guess what? We're going to live in chaos and all of the post-apocalyptic stories that we've told ourselves. You can just throw a dart at the board at how we're going to react, and probably that's true. Probably there will be some peaceful kumbaya communes and outlaw renegade pirates and all this sort of thing until some alpha dictator comes along and builds an army big enough to stop it. Or we have, you know, the opposite, like a sort of a come to Jesus moment, peaceful time that nobody sees coming, which was my experience in New York when there was a blackout after 9/11. Was it within the year after 9/11? I don't remember, but there was, you know, the blackout that happened all across the U.S. and, you know, you predict riots in the streets. It was the opposite. It was people barbecuing on their rooftops, getting to know their neighbors and having a good time. So, you know, maybe that happens. But with the same mind that brought us to that place, it's a pendulum. So the pendulum can swing back. So we need to get off the pendulum that is this westernized mind that says it's good enough to be a good person, but we don't really define what does that actually mean. Because we think we're good people now, right? Like, anyone listening to this think you're just a complete jerk? I mean, outside of, like, depressed people who take it out on themselves, you know, their life's problems. Does anyone really think they're the bad guy in this world? And yet, look around you. You know, we keep hearing create your own reality and everything is a perspective and blah, blah, blah. And we hear all this stuff that we say verbally and that makes us feel googly inside. But then you look around and you go, wait a minute, that is not actually the world that we have created. And then you want to step back and go, well, that wasn't me. I didn't do that. I'm the kumbaya person. Well, no, it's all of us. That is the mind. The mind is doing this. And so it's time to change our minds, folks. And I guess we'll get into that a little bit more as we go along here. I do want to say the thinking that that if we stay in physical time, or if we stay in the physical, we'll still be working in linear time, but perhaps with a different perspective of what that means. I'm not sure. That could be right, but I don't know. I mean, we're physical when we're dreaming, and dream time doesn't work the way that wake state time works. And certainly we know that the westernized mind is the one that believes in like strict linear time, and nature cultures understand cycles and ancestors are still with them. And, you know, death has a completely different meaning. So when death has a different meaning like that, that affects your sense of time, because time, we see it as a line, right? Past, present, future. And really all of our future holds death. And so for some people that means we die and that's it. And for others, there's like an afterlife that you believe in, or a reincarnation. But, and all of those are different senses of time, right? One goes on forever, you going into heaven or whatever. The other is you getting recycled. But then there's also the notion that, you know, physically you cast off, but your essence, something of you, is always here. So in some sense, the future, there is no end in that future. There is no beginning, middle, end. Also, in some way, there is no unknown, right? We've answered it. Well, the ancestors are here. Well, I go to heaven. Well, there's reincarnation. Well, that's answered. So we don't have to be with the unknown or the unknowable. We've got it answered. But all of these create different senses of time. Sense of space creates different senses of time. If you live in a forest and you can't see long distances, or you live in the plains and you see acutely long distances, but not so much what's right in front of your face, maybe, this sense of space creates a different sense of time. Right? People who live in cities versus people who live in the country have a different sense of time. Heck, in Hawaii, we call it Hawaii time. So there's all these different senses of time. And now I'll add to that, you know, the experience that I've talked about ad nauseum, the I am, or whatever you want to call it, of seeing and being the universe coming into itself, and also being spirit riding in the toy box of its mind, which is that universe, spirit existing in, delighting in, moving through its own being. All of these creations that we call reality or physicality are the physicalized, for us anyway, sense of, I want to say the body of, but it's not really the body of, it's what happens when being is being. What is being being? Being is being all things, all the time. So that great sense of now, and also moving through now, you know, this was my experience. And part of that was being all of these things that we call reality from their own perspectives. So seeing through the eyes of the sun, or, you know, a star. Seeing through the eyes of, eyes in quotes, of hot rock jettisoning through space, of wind, of water, of, you know, go down the list of things, as if you are a fly's eye, like a segmented eye. So you're taking in all of these perspectives at the same time. And you're also the oneness that they also are, the oneness that, you know, transcends and includes them, and the nothingness from which all of this springs, you know, all of this stuff that in the experience itself unfolded, you could say, linearly, but in the unfolding of it linearly, you see that that is an illusion, that is just how you can look at it, how you can look back at it. All of it is happening right now. The unfolding is happening still, all of it right now. So both are true at the same time. It is both unfolding and not unfolding. It is both time and not time. Time transcended and included within the timeless. So if that is not just a state, but a stage upon which we can live, if that is either the ultimate definition of what a human being is in our wholeness, or simply the next, you know, somewhere down the line, something we, on, you know, who knows what unfolds after that once you become that person. But the question is, can you be that person? Is that really a person to be? I mean, why would I just be able to visit that as a state of mind or a state of being, I should say, and not be able to stay, not be able to be that as a quote-unquote person or as a physical entity here? And so if and I certainly had the sense that I could have chosen to be that, to be the part that recognizes the whole always, you know, seeing all of that always. And therefore, if there were like a free will choice in that, it would be to choose a perspective. So I would choose to be Jeremy, a human being, talking to you, but completely self-aware of all that other stuff. You know, anyway, that's a possibility. So in that sense, would you be working in linear time and perhaps have a different perspective of what that means? I guess maybe you would, or would just the whole question of time be thrown out? See, here's the problem with answering things like that we don't know. It's not that we don't know. It's that we cannot know from this perspective. And so when we answer it, we're taking something that feels right to us, which means it feels good to us, which means we're still in the equation. We're still the ones in control. We're still at the center making a choice. And the choice is to believe this new belief that I just came up with, or not. But none of that has to do with truth. I mean, the truth is, get there and find out. That's the only truth. The truth is direct experiencing of and as being. Then it all becomes clear. I mean, it's all clear to me. The thing that's not clear is what happens next, because I chose, at least it felt like I chose, away from the next to come back to self or whatever, to have this be a state as opposed to a stage upon which I live. So I can't know. I can't know. I can extrapolate and I can pretend to know, but why burden you with that? But that's what we all do, right? Is that we extrapolate and then we go, well, this makes me feel good to think this. But okay, let's circle back to the problem is there's always going to be a destruction in this physical world that we are in, right? And that we have created for ourselves. There's going to be death. There's in the age of dying, right? Even if we just try to ignore the atrocity, the horror, all of that that goes with it by just saying, well, we're going to transcend where we are now into something better. The transition from transitioning from Western mind, unless everyone's in on it and they're not going to be, you know, that's just a fact. We're not all, in fact, probably the reason that it would have to happen in a gross physical ice age kind of way is because we're not getting there ourselves. And so the consequence of sticking with a fear-based self and putting that in charge of the world is that when the antidote comes along, the healthy thing happens, or at least the Mother Earth's safeguards kick in, because I'm sure she doesn't want her sentient human portion of her to be diseased forever. If we go with fear, we're going kicking and screaming. And going with fear isn't a choice. It's what you are. So you can pretend that you're not afraid, but you are fear itself. So it doesn't matter what you pretend. And that's not going to look pretty. And there's no way to gussy up that pig, right? So I don't know. I know I'm probably rambling on more than what Cosmic Librarian had in mind when she wrote this. And so for that, I apologize, but that's where the good stuff comes from, right? This is how insights come out. We're working together, people. whether we like it or not. Non-subscribers, that is all the time we have. I'm cutting myself off here. I actually go on for over another hour and a half. I go for like another hour and 45 minutes. It's crazy. It's crazy how much of the same thing I can say in different words and not get sick of hearing myself talk while you guys are all like, oh my God, please shut up. Get to the point already. But since this is my show, not yours, I get to break this up into two parts. So next week, we'll pick it up in the middle of my rambling, but you probably won't have missed anything because I'm just saying the same thing over and over again. So this is really the cult indoctrination into Jeremy thinking. No. This is the articulation of isness as opposed to criticism, I suppose. So let's pick it up next week. And then the following week, I'll get to the solo episode I actually wanted to do. Unless somebody out there in listener land, yes, you too, non-subscriber, you're included in this, rescues everybody, throws yourself a life raft and everyone else with you by volunteering to be a guest on the show. That might be the only way that we put this off, three solo episodes in a row. And I guess actually technically four, right? Because I'm riffing off of the previous from 2 weeks ago. Oh, it's never-ending solo episode. And that's really what we're talking about here, right? Wholeness? Being one? This one. God. All right. Write to me, Jeremy, at unknowncountry.com. And then we can talk about you. And rescue this show from the oblivion that is oneness. All right. Take care, everybody. See you next week.